Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 62 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Residents displaced from the North Fork Mobile Home Park staged a protest at last night's City Council meeting. Curfews for state bars and restaurants will end later this month. Vaccines for children older than 12 could be approved this week. Kentucky's vaccine numbers are growing steadily. Schools in Fayette County are preparing to evaluate do-over requests. In sports, the Moorhead State University football team released its fall schedule. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 39 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. A packed house with much contention was at the forefront of the regular May meeting of the Moorhead City Council last night. Protesters with the group Justice for North Fork held another demonstration prior to the meeting, similar to ones held in weeks prior. Displaced residents of the mobile home park spoke during the public comments section of the meeting. Also speaking in support of the group was Kentucky House Representative Attica Scott.
Justice would be folks being able to stay in their homes. But if you're not willing to allow them to stay in their homes, please answer their demands for more time to be granted for folks to vacate their lots so that a parking lot could be built over their homes.
Scott was the last to speak before Mayor Laura White Brown called for the end of public comment. This resulted in some outrage by supporters with the group, who continued to speak when she attempted to move forward with the meeting. White Brown informed the group they would be asked to leave if disruptions continued, eventually asking Police Chief Derek Blevins to escort the individuals out. But they ended up leaving on their own accord. The mayor did grant an additional 5 minutes of time to the group after council returned from recess, but chants from the group outside could be heard throughout the remainder of the meeting. Governor Andy Beshear says curfews at state bars and restaurants will end on May 28th. Bar seating will also be allowed. The 28th is also the date all events held indoors and outdoors that are under 1,000 people can be held at 75% capacity. This also includes businesses that host under 1,000 people. Sean Ebbett is the owner of Bluegrass Tavern in Lexington. He tells LEX 18 the curfew has had a major impact on his business.
This is the most impactful restriction that we still have going. Sometimes you just kind of wonder why that week, not the week before or a week later. Now we finally have an end date, and I think that's very important for all of us.
Beshear said yesterday he may be able to announce a timeline for lifting capacity limits for gatherings of 1,000 people or fewer after the Pfizer vaccine is approved for 12 to 15-year-olds. The vaccine has been approved for emergency use for that age group by the FDA, but still awaits authorization from the Center for Disease Control. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids 12 years in age and older this week. Lexington emergency physician Dr. Ryan Stanton has been on the front lines in fighting COVID-19, seen firsthand the patients hospitalized and dying due to the virus. He tells WKYT he has seen a younger population lately.
Especially school-aged children, minors, with the cases of COVID, the severe cases of COVID and admissions to the hospital. We're seeing pediatric hospitals right now having significant numbers of pediatric COVID cases.
Dr. Stanton will be doing his own analysis of the data released when the vaccine is approved for kids 12 and older, for his patients, and for his own kids. He is encouraging other parents to do the same. More than 40% of Kentuckians have received at least their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine. On Friday, Governor Beshear announced over 1.8 million people have gotten the first dose in the Commonwealth. The state's sales tax receipts from April hit $486.5 million, and the state's vehicle usage tax receipts hit over $64 million. The numbers are the highest ever reported in the history of the Commonwealth are generated solely from economic activity. Beshear says the state is picking up economically while also prioritizing the health and the safety of residents. Fayette County schools appear equipped to handle the hundreds of student requests for a supplemental school year, according to a report presented to the school board. Fayette County's Director of Pupil Personnel, Steve Hill, says the 523 requests for a do-over of the 2020 school year are spread out over grade levels in such a way that no one school would be overloaded. At least that's the early indication from school leaders. Hill says dozens of schools at the elementary and middle level saw 10 or fewer requests, easing most concerns about capacity.
Nobody has really come across with any negative about it or a sense that they couldn't handle the volume of students. Yeah, we have some schools that are really close to capacity or slightly over, but honestly, in the volume of one to 10 kids is probably not going to make a big difference. We usually can fix those issues.
The school board is set to receive a formal recommendation May 24th and will vote on whether or not to honor the request by June 1st. Unemployment claims in Kentucky now have another eligibility requirement to meet, meaning most people seeking jobless benefits must prove they are actively seeking work. The work search requirement was paused last year amid the interruptions and closures caused by the pandemic, but now the state argues employers are hiring again, and residents requesting unemployment benefits, barring a few exceptions, must show they are seeking suitable full-time employment and provide at least one job contact a week. General Counsel for Governor Beshear, Amy Kubich, says while the requirement has been reinstated, the state doesn't expect immediate results.
You're going to have a reasonable amount of time to find work comparable in pay and skill level. After a reasonable amount of time, you may be requested to expand your search out.
Things to keep track of include the name of businesses, a contact person, the position sought, and the date of contact. Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman has been facing controversy for helping certain people get their unemployment claims faster. In April 2020, Coleman contacted the then executive director of unemployment to help some individuals get their unemployment first. Coleman tells LEX18 the reason her actions look bad was due to the initial story from last April.
Well, the way it was written, it did. You know, if you pull out certain text messages and only report on those, then it looks bad.
Coleman says she will continue to help those in need, whether she knows them or not. Kentucky's Daniel Cameron is among 44 attorneys general in the nation calling for Facebook to halt the launch of a version of Instagram targeted at children under the age of 13. The letter signed by the bipartisan coalition cites serious concerns about the safety and well-being of children and the potential harm that can be caused by a social media platform aimed at young children. A press release from the Commonwealth states the group cites research that social media can be harmful to the physical, emotional, and mental well-being of children. The coalition goes on to say young children often lack a developed understanding of privacy, leaving them more vulnerable to online predators. Perpetrators often leverage social media to form a web of connections and target multiple victims at the same time. In 2020 alone, Facebook and Instagram reported 20 million child sexual abuse images. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from C. Roger Lewis Insurance, 129 East Main Street, Moorhead. The C. Roger Insurance Agency has been serving the insurance needs of Moorhead, Round County, and all of eastern Kentucky since 1958. Located on Main Street in downtown Moorhead, C. Roger Lewis Insurance offers insurance needs for home, auto, farm, business, nonprofits, and government agencies. If you own it, they can insure it. John Eisen and Betty Keene can be reached at 606-784-4168 or on Facebook under Eisen Insurance Agency.
The American Families Plan is the latest component of President Joe Biden's ambitious agenda. But how will it affect Kentucky families? WMKY's Shamari Mosley has this story.
One of the big impacts would affect preschool. There are more than 100,000 3- and 4-year-olds in Kentucky, and only 41% of them are currently enrolled in a publicly funded preschool. The AFP would provide access to free, high-quality preschool to the rest. According to LEX 18, the AFP also includes $225 billion to cover child care expenses, generating lifetime benefits for over 78,000 children in Kentucky, and helping working families make ends meet. The plan would extend the American Rescue Plan's child tax credit of $3,600 per child under 6 years old and $3,000 per child who is older through 2025. According to the White House, this proposal is estimated to lift 66,000 children out of poverty in Kentucky and reduce child poverty in the state by 44%. For WMKY News, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Several central Kentucky farmers have pleaded guilty to charges related to crop insurance fraud. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has the story.
Jesse Smith, Chad Rice, Roger Wilson, Robert Livengood, John Watkins, and Morgan Culbertson, all of whom work with tobacco farmland in multiple counties, pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit crop insurance fraud. The men independently own or rent tobacco farmland across Montgomery, Bourbon, Fleming, Harrison, Nicholas, Bath, and Clark counties. They admitted to offenses related to multi-peril crop insurance, a federally backed tobacco insurance between 2011 and 2018. The men all face a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. Watkins, who also pleaded guilty to fraud, faces a maximum of 30 years in prison and a fine of $1 million. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
In sports this afternoon, Medina Spirit's win at the Kentucky Derby is on hold due to a positive drug test. The horse was found with 21 picograms of betamethasone in his system. The legal amount in Kentucky is 10 picograms. The horse's owner, Bob Baffert, tells LEX 18 he didn't do anything wrong.
We did not give it. My veterinarian, nobody here. That matter of fact, Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone.
Medina Spirit is the fifth horse Baffert has owned to test positive during a drug test in over a year. After a canceled fall season and a shortened spring season, Morehead State football is slated for a full 11-game schedule, including five home games for the upcoming fall. The schedule features one non-conference home contest and four Pioneer League home games. The slate kicks off on the road on Saturday, September 4th, when the Eagles take on FCS national semifinalist James Madison. The Eagles' home opener will be on September 11th and will play host to in-state foe Union. Morehead State then travels to an Ohio Valley Conference opponent in Austin Peay, September 18th. The Eagles' full fall schedule can be viewed on the Morehead State Athletics website at msueagles.com. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 39 degrees. Wednesday, sunny, a high near 62. Wednesday night, mostly clear, a low around 40. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon hours, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 65. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low around 41. And for your Friday, sunny with a high near 67. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Keneally Roberts, Shamari Mosley, Ethan Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, Jonathan Burton, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.